You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Great distances in an instant.
How do I get from here to there?
How did you become a doctor?
Study and practice, years of it.
There's a strength to him.
But is he ready?
For which path you travel down, Strange. Stronger men than you have lost their way. I am death. In pain. You'll die protecting this world.
I can't do this.
There is no other way.
I've spent so many years peering through time. Looking for you.
Holy shit, I love that music.
Oh, it's so good.
Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast, everyone. This week we are going to be talking about Doctor Strange.
Woo!
Ah! And this week I am joined by
Josh
and Noah.
Sorry, Danilo. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you run here?
No, I'm actually very sick.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Danilo, to drag you away.
Hey, sanitize those headphones.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, so Doctor Strange, everyone, Marvel's new bowel movement.
Wow, I think we're poisoning the well here.
Manufactured toy. I mean,
wow. Shit, wow, we're shitting on this movie, huh?
Recreated art piece. Oh no.
Horrible acid trip.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
Hey, I don't know about you guys. I got a poster when I went to see it.
What?
I got a poster when I saw the IMAX 3D sneak preview like a month ago.
I'm gonna do hella drugs to that poster.
I got the what's it called? It's like a little hand pamphlet thing that's really tough, and it's like, hey, take this picture and post it. Like,
oh yeah,
Facebook
I got that too.
Whatever. The fuck are you talking about?
It's when you see the movie in IMAX 3D, they'll give you, if there's enough, they'll hand out certain tickets or like vouchers.
Yeah.
So Regal Crown Club members can get a certain amount of points or possibly win a sweepstakes or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's enough about my Regal Crown Club membership as I stand tall and mighty about it.
I go to the movies 400.
Oh.
How many
where all the semen points? Stains are on the chair.
How many points do you have?
Oh, shit. It's not actually hard to get points, I've noticed.
It's not at all. Anyway.
Doctor Strange.
So, Doctor Strange, I saw this last Saturday with Danilo, and then Josh saw it twice last couple of days.
I saw it Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
I saw it day zero and Saturday with with Kale and my other friends.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. So, my thoughts on this, because my review isn't on the blog, probably won't be. my review is, I love the visuals. I love the action. I like the characters. I like that Marvel allowed Doctor Strange to be a real dick.
Yeah.
And also, I like the arc of him growing, you know, from a dick to realizing...
A slightly smaller dick.
He went from being a big throbbing wiener to being a flaccid...
Dormammu.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
A flaccid Dormammu.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain. That's me at my next job interview.
I've come to bargain.
Yeah, and then the guy giving the interview is like, bah! And it kills me with a laser beam.
We'll be here together forever and ever.
So, but the problem that's becoming more apparent, not just in Doctor Strange, but us also a lot of other Marvel movies, is
reach over to close the door.
Suspenseful.
Is the story's getting familiar, and it seems like Marvel has a default story of the arrogant dick becomes a less of a dick.
Yeah.
Gets a smaller dick, if you say so. If has a shrinkage.
Yeah. Sadly, I mean, they're getting kind of formulaic with this stuff.
Right. Yeah. So, Josh, what did you think started...
The opening... Okay. Opening up, the first time we see Benedict Cumberbatch, I... fucking fell in love with this. This is a weird wet dream fantasy combination of Robert Downey Jr. and Hugh Laurie, and it is fan fucking tastic. Okay, if you ever wondered what Dr. House with magical powers would be, Doctor Strange is the movie for you. If you've ever wondered, if you ever wondered what car crashes do to your hands, this is the movie for you.
My hands.
I really,
hands,
you know.
My big, strong hands.
It's really weird because normally walking out of a Marvel movie, I'm like, oh, that was entertaining, but kind of, you know, again, underwhelming. Walking out of this, I honestly wanted to see more. I was really hooked. I love the character of Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch was addicting to watch. I love the magic aspect and the multidimensional stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of kind of reused tropes in terms of the storytelling, and especially when you look at a lot of the other Marvel movies, and really the not Dormammu, but the wizard Sarcellius, or what is his name?
Caecilius.
Cillian Charybdis. He was really kind of bland. He didn't really have anything going on for him except maybe a few one-liners.
Well, you got hints of it, which I mean, still is nothing. Yeah. But it is again another Marvel villain that's kind of wasted. Yeah. That's or just a plot device rather than an actual character.
But I will say things I liked about it that differentiated this movie from other Marvel movies. Doctor Strange doesn't get the girl in the end.
Spoilers.
Yeah, whatever.
He chooses not to get the girl.
He chooses not to get the girl. Who cares? Nobody cares about Rachel McAdams.
I have something to say about that in a little bit, but go ahead, Josh.
Doctor Strange uses his brains to save the day in the end, and I will save that for the spoiler section. But he does use his brains. Doctor Strange was a dick in this movie. He's a super fucking, like, he's just a prick. But he's a fun-loving prick. He's like House.
I guess you could say he's... Benedicting.
Yeah.
He Benedict.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, honestly, like going into this, people kept telling me it's like, oh, it's gonna be formulaic, it's gonna be disappointing. And usually Marvel movies kinda are to me, but walking out of this, I was like, you know what? I liked it. Also, Acid Trip.
Danilo?
Okay, so me walking into this film, the only two things that I wanted to get out of it is the continuation of the Infinity Stones arc that they've been trying to build for the past 14 films. This would make the 14th film in this grandeur of a story that Marvel's trying to do. Also, I wanted to get high as fuck watching this movie.
Did you?
I got one of those wishes to come true.
Let me guess.
Which one is it? I'm actually curious.
Let me guess. Is it the Infinity Stone one?
Negative.
Really?
They mentioned, the eye is the green Infinity Stone.
That was obvious, though. I didn't need an exposition about that, but here's the thing. I want them to explicitly start talking about it. They didn't. The only thing that we got is this one line. You're like, oh, did you not know that entire time you were holding on to an Infinity Stone?
No. Keep it in the shadows.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
I want someone to make the connection.
It'll pay off eventually.
Well, eventually. Excuse me, but I'm pretty sure that Infinity War is almost done.
I'm glad you got high then.
Excuse me, Disney.
You got super, super high.
Oh, excuse me, Disney. Can you comment on the status of the Infinity Stone? I have nothing to say at this point.
So, let's jump on into that. So, when I saw the IMAX 3D preview about a month ago, I thought, what was the character going to be, Dormammu, was going to be revealed as like an alias for Thanos, and that Thanos was controlling everything.
No, I look, ever since Iron Man 3, I hate this fake out shit, man. Like, just make the villain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
he looks like Thanos if Thanos had like a big gaping flesh wound on his face.
Yeah, that's why when I saw him in the IMAX preview, I was like, holy shit, Thanos is in this movie.
Holy shit, Thanos is a giant vagina-faced monster from the dark dimension.
He ripples.
I'll admit, it's, you're right, it doesn't explicitly continue the storyline as much as, like, say, Thor the Dark World with the Aether, or Guardians of the Galaxy with the Purple Stone.
It actually shows Thanos in Guardians.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Hey,
that makes sense to have Thanos in Guardians.
What do you guys think they're gonna do in Thor 3 Ragnarok?
They're gonna tie it together. And Doctor Strange is gonna be in it.
He better be in it. Don't lie to me, Marvel. Don't you fucking lie to me. DC.
You know, I know this is bullshit, but what if like Peter Parker found like the last Infinity Stone like in a garbage disposal in New York?
And then Thanos ripped his head off. That'd be awesome.
Like, oh, I found the last stone, Mr. Stark. I found it. I found the final stone. Yay!
I'm a little boy. I found it.
Can I get a grant now?
Can I get a grant?
Can I see my aunt now, Mr. Stark?
Do you have any more of the meatloaf?
I want Thanos to come down and be like, oh my God, he's come to kill everybody to seduce death. It's like, no, I've just come to get some of Aunt May. She's hot as fuck.
Aunt May is the crux of every supervillain.
Aunt May
love.
Is the Infinity Stone.
And Aunt May is super into Thanos. I love purple. God, this podcast went off the rails quick.
But I'm having
purple!
Fun. Oh my God.
Come on, Thanos. Show me your stones.
Oh, shit.
Come on, we need to start being direct here. Come on.
Okay. Oh, speaking of death, Thor Ragnarok. We're getting Kate Blanchett playing Death in Thor Ragnarok, I think.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, Kate Blanchett is the.
So we really are going with the whole seducing death thing.
Yeah.
Dude, awesome. You know what that means, though.
Sure. Yeah.
Deadpool.
No.
Oh, come on, man.
No.
Deadpool is death.
Fox is
like
still
weird.
Playing a dick measuring contest.
Hey, if Disney wanted to, they could destroy Fox. They have the battleships. They have the freighters. They have Star Wars.
Doesn't Fox have battleship?
No, Universal.
Oh, okay.
That's not a real battleship. It's a cardboard cutout of a ship.
Now, I highly doubt that Deadpool might be in the next one, simply because the one that Fox has produced is not going to be any better if Marvel wanted to make their own.
Yes, but I really hope
somehow
they get the character. Well,
they would have to put the show on Netflix because Disney Marvel cannot release, or Disney in particular, they can't release an R-rated Deadpool movie. So,
hey, you know what? We might see an Infinity Stone in Defenders.
Yeah, right.
Hey, if they do that, I will immediately renounce my faith in DC and be like, you know what, Marvel? You know what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
You're actually crossing your properties over.
Yeah, and Jessica Jones is the one that finds it, and she goes and fights Thanos. She just punches him to death.
When are we going to get Squirrel Girl? That's the only one that could fight Thanos.
Spoiler alert, Luke Cage is actually the soul gem. He's got a lot of soul. He's actually the one. He wears.
That's how he got his powers. They melted the Infinity Stone
into that belt buckle that says Cage.
Oh,
his belt buckle's the stone.
So
So Thanos has the gauntlet, and right in the middle it just says Cage,
and he's like looking at it. He's like,
damn it,
Why'd you change it?
And that's how they beat Thanos. His Cage loves giant belt buckles.
So.
Oh, God.
So, going back to Strange.
It is, isn't it?
going back to Doctor Strange. I'm sorry.
You mean Mr. Doctor?
Mr. Doctor.
Yeah, Mr. Doctor.
It's Strange. Perhaps.
Maybe. Who am I to judge?
I'm trying to think of something to say. Because because here's the thing about Doctor Strange that I have is there's not really a lot to say about the movie. Spoiler or not.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like an experience.
Okay. So most of the Marvel films that you have seen these past 13 have been eventually getting a little bit more technologically advanced, like the helicarriers, the Red Falcon with Falcon's like little airwing thing. How does full-on magic feel in a Marvel Cinematic Universe?
It's interesting to see them finally.
Well, it'll make Daredevil Season 3, on top of the zombie ninjas, more interesting.
Yes.
Will it make...
No, Iron Fist has fucking magic, man.
Oh, yeah.
Weird snowy mountain magic like Doctor Strange.
Snowy mountain magic. That Marvel Netflix shows, they're gonna get really fucking weird.
Good. I want them to get... I want to see that scene from the Punisher comics where they have Maw. And she has no arms or legs because she got mauled by dogs. And she's just like, where's the Punisher? It's like, who cares? You don't have limbs.
What?
I've triggered so many people in the audience.
What the fuck? Oh, gosh. Okay, so speaking of women, the Ancient One. Yeah. I thought Tilda Swinton did a really good job, and I thought she actually gave the best performance in the movie.
Now
she was one of the most captivating people on that staff.
Now, me not being well versed when it comes down to the actual
Doctor Strange. Me neither.
Go on, ask.
Would have been a better Ancient One if it was portrayed by a male.
Actually, the Ancient One in the comics is old, bald Chinese guy.
Actually, I was thinking about the whole controversy, and I think there's an actress in Jordan. If you're hearing this, maybe you can help me correct the name. But there is an Asian actress by the name of Michelle Leo, I think, or Yellow, or
Michelle Yellow.
Michelle Jovovich.
Yeah.
She sounds foreign.
She was in a couple Bond movies, and she was in that Mummy 3 or something.
The Mummy, ew.
Anyway, I think she would have been a really good Ancient One. Like, the more and more I think about it, I mean, Tilda Swinton's fantastic, but I think you could have done it both ways, an Asian and a woman.
I think Sofia Vergara would have been okay as well.
Here's the thing.
That's just your opinion.
I found the performance in the movie in and of itself to be breathtaking. Pretty like it was pretty captivating, and every time she was on there talking, she delivered her lines great. I thought she was perfect. Whenever this discussion comes up about like staying true to the comics in terms of racial or gender identity, this seems just kind of silly to me, because when I think of the comic book characters, I think in terms of like, what is the role? Now, I mean, yeah, it would be like there are probably some that are harder to pull off. Like if we had like a Jamaican Bruce Wayne, that would probably be a little jarring. But Ancient One is literally like in the comics, he's just old wise Chinese guy. And I thought, what's her name that played her in the movie?
Tilda Swinton.
I thought Tilda Swinton brought a lot of really great new dynamics and depth to the character. She seemed forlorn. She seemed very wise, but it's this kind of sad knowing. And I thought she brought a great performance. So,
and her character is interesting because...
So fuck you, China. Celts got it all the way, baby. Celtic girls, am I right?
Oh my god. Well, I like the character because Corsilius is right about her, that she is a hypocrite and that she goes against her own values just to stay alive through multiple centuries.
Yeah.
Cuz she is really an old soul that's kind of been cheating death for. Well, she's also been cheating, losing ear hearing loss too. Yeah. But
Her skin looks fantastic.
Yeah, whatever. She must have seriously found that fountain of youth. Yeah,
it's called the time gem.
Oh yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, she's been cheating, and it does go against Baron Mordo's values of
Mordo. You mean Baron Zemo?
Yeah.
The Baron. Actually, no. I just thought of a great comparison. Think back to Iron Man 3 and that Mandarin. When Ben Kingsley on as the Mandarin,
okay.
I was completely okay with it. The moment I started hating it is when you turned it into a fucking joke.
Oh, yeah.
And then had Guy Pearce as weird tattooed blonde Mandarin. What?
The Mandarin was
with
a
an
joke.
English accent.
Yeah.
What was the character's name? Harold? No. Something stupid.
Who? From Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Guy Pearce's character?
No. What was the actual name of the character that was the Mandarin, like Ben Kingsley played?
That's the Mandarin.
I know, but like,
what's the actor? Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Anyway, so
I wanted to see Mandarin and I wanted to see Fing Fang Foom. I wanted to see a big fucking Chinese dragon wearing pants fighting Iron Man. Comic books are stupid, I know. Don't hate it. Go with it. Surrender. Do not fight the flow of the river. Surrender.
It sounds better than zombie ninjas.
Follow the Ancient One's advice. Surrender.
I will never let go of the zombie ninjas in Daredevil Season 2.
It's a bit jarring, especially with Punisher. Also, Punisher comes in and starts shooting them, and it's like, wow. Like, Daredevil, why don't you bring a gun?
Anyway, so who is the lamer villain? Corsilius, Malekith from Thor the Dark World, Red Skull.
You take that back. No. Red Skull was beautiful.
Red Skull.
Hugo Weaving
awesome.
As Red Skull is amazing.
Red Skull is so campy. He belongs in a cartoon.
Yes, but he's awesome campy.
Why.
But that's the problem. Well,
I will take campy Red Skull over Corsilius. Any day.
I mean, he looks good. So anyway,
disclaimer, I haven't seen Thor 2, so I can't wait.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Do you think Malekith is a much lamer villain than... Oh, and I'll also throw in Ronan the Accuser. Do you think Ronan the Accuser or Malekith or Corsilius are... Which one's lamer?
Ronan had a hammer and was a space judge.
He did.
I'm totally ripping off this argument from fucking the movie fights. On YouTube,
Malekith, I would have to say.
Okay,
that
would be mine too. Because the problem with the Malekith character, and I know we're talking Thor 2, not Doctor Strange, but the problem with Doctor Strange. Oh, I'll also throw in a yellow jacket from Ant-Man. Who?
Fuck him, man.
Is Yellow Jacket lamer than Malekith, Corsilius?
But at least Yellow Jacket had a costume.
Yellow Jacket made sense. I just hated him.
At least he had a costume. Yep. Fucking Corsilius, what does he have?
He has purple eyes.
Corsilius has a really good makeup artist.
Yeah, like maybe a couple good jokes. Everyone else has something.
He discovered Hot Topic. That's Corsilius's thing. He discovered Hot Topic.
At least Malekith is an elf. What does Corsilius have? Except a top knot. He looks like he was ripped out of...
Your vote is Corsilius, Malekith.
Yeah.
The name every time we say it.
Well, it's such a bullshit name.
What?
It really is.
What, Caecilius?
Yeah. Caecilius. Okay.
Corsilius.
Caecilius.
Cortana.
You take that back.
She's wonderful. She got chief through it.
Katie Couric. That's a different person.
Yeah.
That would have been funny if someone named a villain Katie Couric. All in one word. Katie Couric.
I'm going to go home and watch Thor 2 so I can actually like, and then next time I see you guys, I'll be like, you were right.
Malekith is such a bullshit villain.
I mean, he
killed someone, but.
Can I substitute Malekith for Malkia from Soul Reaver?
No.
That guy was awesome. He was made of corpses. He was made of corpses.
No. So.
Back to the conversation.
So, the problem with Corsilius is we get hints that he is that he has had a troubled past, and that
they
never go into it, do they?
No, they explicitly said it. It's like, yeah,
Yeah, but what did
this
he
guy's
do?
Been through a lot. Like,
his what did he do?
But so did Baron Mordo. I mean, Baron Mordo is
what did he do? Besides, maybe be like what a soldier or
now,
something.
Now, when it comes to Caecilius, they did say.
You mean Katie Couric?
Charybdis,
Mr. Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Sponsor us, please.
They did talk about like, oh yeah, he lost his family. He was very injured. He was crippled. He was whatever. With Ejiofor's character, what's his name again?
Oh, Baron Mordo.
Mordo.
Fucking Ray, A.
The
names.
The only thing that I heard about his backstory is you don't know the things I've done. I was in your shoes once.
Well, go ahead. Okay. Yeah.
The thing I liked about
you.
Peter Fonda was that.
Yeah, the one thing I did like about Hannibal Lecter, I mean Caecilius.
Oh, now we're reaching.
Oh, no.
Okay, hey, new entry in the worst villain, Blackheart from Ghost Rider.
Nah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I didn't like him. He seemed like a Hot Topic commercial.
Isn't every villain a Hot Topic commercial?
You can't burn my soul. I have none to burn.
I think in Captain America Civil War, they made the bold decision of making the villain a normal person. Isn't that funny?
Worst villain ever.
The villain in Winter Soldier was the Winter Soldier.
Civil War. Fuck, damn it.
No, Baron Zemo wasn't normal. He had the same power as the Joker. Plot convenience.
Oh, yeah.
And he also read the script.
Worst villain ever.
I know exactly where everyone's going to be. How?
You know, one day I just want to see a comic book character that just completely fucks the plot over of the movie. Just completely read the actually found the script.
Deadpool.
And started, like, killing everybody.
Deadpool.
Because he knew, like, who was going to kill him
Deadpool.
In a movie.
Deadpool. Just keep saying it. Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
It'll happen if we keep saying it.
However, I
it's not Beetlejuice, Josh.
I have a villain that...
No, you gotta say Beetlejuice backwards.
Oh, God. Michael Keaton, what are you doing here?
Hey, cool. Hey, Mike. What do you think about Birdman?
What do you think about this vulture character?
I was disappointed. I wanted actual Birdman from the Saturday morning cartoon.
Birdman!
So we're way off topic. You can tell how much we like this movie based on how much we keep staying on track.
Hold on. One thing.
Yeah, you got a point there.
One thing before we get back into it. One villain that I'm pretty sure everyone will agree is the most useless and crappiest villain in all of the cinematic universe.
Okay.
Crossbones.
Yeah!
LOL!
Okay, here's the thing. At least he had a costume and had a good scene, but he totally bit the dust. He ate shit so hard.
In a horrible way, but that's Civil War.
He died in a sustained explosion that kept him alive to feel it for like 3 seconds.
And then Doctor Strange came in reverse time, and he suffered throughout all the ages.
Again.
He put him in a time loop. He put him through a time loop.
Crossbones, I've come to bargain.
Dormammu, I've got my flesh.
Yeah, so let's talk about the climax. Actually, before that, going back to Tilda Swinton, I liked her death. I liked the Ancient One's death.
It was tasteful.
It was probably my favorite scene with her because it showed how human of a character and how logical her thought process on this whole thing was.
Absolutely.
And why, you know, she was a hypocrite, even though it was like, well, don't you want Baron Mordo in this too? Because you know that he will probably be pissed.
I think honestly, like one of my, if I had to make like favorite three scenes in the movie, one of them would be her going over, reaching over, touching Strange's hand and saying that line about stretching out the moment just to watch the snow, letting go. He looks over and she's gone.
Yeah, and we complain a lot that Marvel doesn't kill enough of their characters.
Boom,
but
they just killed the Ancient One.
Relevant characters. Come on.
She's a relevant character. And
Civil War, Goliath dies. I know Goliath wasn't in the movie.
They killed Quicksilver. Come on! Hey, they killed Quicksilver.
I admire that they killed the Ancient One. I admire that they finally killed someone. I was actually really happy when that happened.
You knew she had to die because Doctor Strange is the Sorcerer Supreme.
But he doesn't.
Comics.
Whoa, that's a spoiler.
Well, true, but
that is not a spoiler. It's in his title, Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme.
I know, but what happens at the end?
What happens at the end?
With Kale's permission.
No.
No.
Wait, what? What did you go ahead, Danilo?
Okay. He doesn't turn into the Sorcerer Supreme at the very end. He is just the guardian of the New York Temple.
True.
So they're without a Sorcerer Supreme.
But that's like saying a spoiler to episode 2 is that Anakin will eventually be Darth Vader. It's like, we know!
Yeah, thanks for telling us.
But he doesn't turn into that at the very end.
We'll get it.
At this very moment in time, they don't have one.
He couldn't end Thor Ragnarok.
As far as I'm concerned, he is the Sorcerer Supreme the moment we see him with those yellow gloves.
Oh, right, yeah. The gloves. So... After Tilda Swinton's death, we get the climax in Hong Kong, which is actually really good.
Oh, boy.
I loved... And also, it's not destroying the world. It's We're actually rebuilding...
We're putting the world back together. Good job, Marvel!
And I like that, even though technically it's a big scale ending, it still feels small how it's executed. That had to be done was, you know, go to Dormammu and force him to leave.
In a very cool way.
I'm glad it wasn't a giant blue sky laser that was going to destroy the world again.
It was giant blue balls coming in to destroy Hong Kong.
We have skimmed over it enough. I think it is time to talk about the dark dimension. Why does it look like a cancer model? Or like a model of like bacteria and stuff?
Why does it look like a playpen?
Why does it look like H.P. Lovecraft's wet dream?
What? Jordan, you okay in there?
Is he okay?
Anyway.
Is he dying?
I hear squealing. He's probably fine.
The dark dimension is the most underwhelming. Like, all this talk is like, dark dimension. It's like, wow, it must be this like crazy place you go there. It's like, this place sucks.
To be fair, some of the deaths that Doctor Strange has in the repeating thing is kind of cool.
Oh, those are awesome.
They were hilarious.
But can you imagine living in that shithole?
Well, it is a dark dimension.
Fuck you! Dark Souls is a dark dimension.
It seemed pretty bright to me.
And they have a functioning economy.
It seemed pretty bright and colorful.
What do you do? What does Dormammu do, realistically? What the fuck does Dormammu do when he's not conquering planets?
Apparently the same thing as Galactus. Just consume planets.
Just hovering. Just, booga, booga, booga.
But Earth is the most delicate.
No wonder he wants Earth. The dark dimension sucks.
No, he wants to bring Earth into the dark dimension.
By the way, okay, so you remember that scene where time is frozen?
Yeah.
Do you remember that shot of the pasta?
Yeah.
All four times that I saw it, because you see it twice a movie, all four times I've seen it, I thought to myself, that looks freaking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super hungry right now because I'm thinking of it
right
now.
It looked like a shrimp scampi or a shrimp...
I don't know, but it's probably it's
shrimp chow mein
or shrimp lo mein or something like
Who
that.
Who wants to go for shrimp lo mein?
Don't.
I haven't eaten today except for like a bag of chips and a salad.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, now I hear fighting in there.
Yeah, I think they're.
I think they're fine.
I think they're having a war.
Wow, is that Caliseus in there? Wow.
Oh my God, are they doing crack? Wow, look at all that crack. I love crack. Crack is whack. Crack!
It was in the tea.
So, going...
Ooh, trailers. Did you want to talk about any trailers?
Hold on.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Hold on. Because I don't know where we're at. I have no idea where we're at time-wise, so... Anyway, so... The ending's really good, and... Yeah. You mentioned that the girl... He doesn't get the girl at the end. You know... Here's the thing about Rachel McAdams. That's a good point, and it is a really good going against cliche.
It fits his character.
But the problem with Rachel McAdams' character is why is she here in the grand scheme of things?
Well, she's there as a sort of that thing that Doctor Strange looks at throughout his journey as like, this is my past. And when he finally embraces his identity as Doctor Strange, the Sorcerer, it's like, think of that scene where he goes in the broom closet and he's like, I really have to go now. That's not just him saying, I've got to go. That's him saying, like, think about it as this moment of the writers telling the audience, it's like, no, he's not going to get the girl. Not just because they're not destined to be together, but because he's made a decision to walk away. He loves her, but at the same time, the as the master said, the world would be worse off if you are not a sorcerer.
And for me, I hope they keep that. I hope they don't bring Rachel McAdams back just so...
Jane Foster.
Well, just so thematically that works.
Jane Foster.
One thing that I will complain about her character is that she is a little bit too accepting of the fact that there are these random ass ghost people that are just peering into reality.
I
being
know,
like,
I would freak
oh, just a little
she
up there.
She seemed pretty freaked in all fairness.
She did, yeah. But she literally just accepted.
I would be like,
oh my God, what am I seeing? My astral body. Woo!
I would be like, okay, I'm going to run to the mental clinic.
This is my astral body.
Am I the only one that laughed every time Doctor Strange like mentioned something? So like when she's like, what am I looking at? He's like, my astral body. Or like when he puts Carcilius in the mirror dimension. She's like, and he's just floating down, like, perfectly
ha-ha,
centered.
You're in
the mirror dimension. Like reverb on his voice, like the mirror dimension.
When he announces his own damn spells, the mirror dimension.
I want to see him like make toast.
Astro body.
Buttering toast. Email.
Scrambling eggs.
Shambhala.
Voting.
Email password.
Mount Everest. This.
Driving car irresponsibly. Blee.
Drinking beer with Thor.
Honey. Sitting
in the tea.
Sitting in his bed healing. Mourning the death of my career.
So, my question to you guys, do you think the movie would have been better off if we had less Rachel McAdams or had a different person playing her? Because keep in mind, Rachel McAdams is a big star and I think a very talented actress. So... Would the role have been better if they hired someone like a new character, like a new actress, like up and coming actress?
Her appearance was enough for me. It wasn't enough. It wasn't too much, but then again, it wasn't not enough for me to not be satisfied with her character.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to pick a standard, not even a damsel in distress, just a standard female that you can accompany with a doctor, Rachel McAdams is not your only choice. You can choose many other different ones. Rachel McAdams, however, she does have that sense of innocence in a world where your main doctor is a sorcerer and you don't know about this astro body or these teleporters and a locker room stuff. So there is that level of innocence and acceptance whenever your best friend or your barely lover turns into something more than what he was originally.
Her
this
character
is a really good
so
point.
Likeable.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. And
So
I agree in the sequel that they should just keep her out. Like, I know it would be nice to have her, but
I
then
mind
again
them mentioning her, but don't
But then
like,
again, let's not Jane Foster this.
Jane Foster. Where is Jane? Jane, I miss Jane. Where's my wife?
You know, in the Thor movies, you know that Natalie Portman has no interest in doing any more Marvel movies when in Avengers Age of Ultron, he's going, yeah, she's doing global stuff, whatever.
I'm calling it right now. I think that Thor's going to die in Ragnarok and we're going to get Jane Foster Thor.
Nah.
Really?
Nah. Okay.
Because they're probably, if they're going to do Jane Foster again, it'll have to be a recast. And knowing how spot on they have been with casting, they probably don't want to do that. Yeah. So they're probably just going to leave Jane alone.
True.
Yeah, and plus there's already a lot of women in Thor Ragnarok, or a lot of potential love interests in Thor Ragnarok anyway. Mm. You got Teresa Thompson playing...
Why does Thor need a love interest? Because he's the god of thunder.
Thor is a god. He can have bitches.
Look at that hair. You don't get hair like that with women.
Oh, no, man.
Get hair like that with conditioner, good shampoo, exfoliating the skin. I'm calling it now, man.
Garnier.
Thor is man's man.
So moving on to the future. Are we done talking about Doctor Strange for a little bit?
That gives me an idea.
Doctor Strange and Thor?
No, a commercial for Thor Ragnarok. Him doing an Old Spice commercial.
I'm riding on a horse.
As Thor.
As Thor.
I'm Thor. I can't do a Thor impersonation, so I'm going with
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Well, it's Sean Connery now. It's progressed.
So let me ask you this. Going to future Marvel movies, you brought up, you wanted to talk about the trailers. Logan is not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but but that trailer is a pretty good trailer, and I do recommend it. I can't wait to see Logan's final run. Yeah. And that's all I will say about it, because what else can be said?
Watch it. You will feel the same emotions we are.
Hey, I think we're ignoring the pirate in the room.
Oh.
New pirate movie.
Do you know
Dead Man Tell No Tales?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That trailer looks good. I mean, it was done shot 2 years ago, but yeah.
Now, I feel like the special effects look worse in this movie.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Shot hair.
Dead zombie sailors. Think back to Davy Jones's ship. Okay. These guys with makeup, and now it's like CGI man. Literally pulsating weird CGI.
Now,
man.
I will say that.
Actually, the characters on Davy Jones's ship are almost all mocap.
Okay, yeah, true. Yeah. So, especially Eelhead Man.
Now, I will say, oh my God, Eelhead was fucking great.
Eelhead for president. Come on, man.
Next time.
One thing I will say about the pirate films is that they have always been stellar when it comes down to their CGI. Yeah. So let's say, for example, the Jack and Barbossa fight whenever they're both undead skeletons. And they're like popping in and out randomly with skeletons. That looked amazing back when it actually came out.
The Jack and Davy Jones fight as they're going down a fucking whirlpool.
Davy Jones in general.
Yeah.
He is constantly being animated with his tentacles or whatever. Really now, good. I'm really surprised about the trailer for Pirates 5 because of, for one, the hair. The hair is always suspended like it's underwater.
Who's going to be the villain?
Probably him.
Yeah, but what, okay, think about it. Blackbeard, Davy Jones. Who are we going to do now? You think we're going to do another famous?
I can't remember his name, but he says it.
It's
Salazar.
Yeah, Captain Salazar.
Yeah.
So is that supposed to mean something in pirate history?
I guess.
I don't know.
Because I haven't seen Pirates 4.
Barbossa!
It's Pirate 4 Blackbeard?
Yes.
Okay, so Captain Salazar is a new character.
It's very underwhelming. Mm-hmm.
So, and then we got Guardians 2.
Woo!
You just need to find somebody pathetic like you. Do you need a hug?
Josh, I need a hug.
No, I do not.
That's okay, Drax. No, all right.
I thought I was very clear.
Yeah, I really like the Guardians 2 trailer, and the footage looks really good, especially the shot of I guess we're seeing Star-Lord's behind, and the
Star-Lord's
camera.
Behind. Whoa.
And he's in the circle, staring at blue-green whatever. I mean, that shot looked incredible. It looked like something out of a video game.
Two shots that I will say that I loved about
a really
trailer.
Good video game.
The one where Gamora is leaping for whatever
that
reason.
That looks so great.
I think I know what your second one is. Go ahead and say it.
Rocket.
Baby Groot.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Rocket and
gosh.
Michael Rooker?
Yeah, what's his character's name?
The blue guy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Him walking down.
He kills people with his head pin.
Yeah, him walking. By the way, it's a mohawk now.
Head pin!
Yes!
Head pin!
Walking down the little bridge with a bunch of falling bodies on either side
of it. No, anti-gravity. People floating.
Yeah. Oh, is it floating?
Yeah, they were floating.
Oh.
Well, then whatever.
I
want to see it. What the fuck's going on in this
movie? Yeah, I'm interested.
I want Thanos in now 5 minutes of this movie instead of just.
He's not in the movie at all.
He has to be.
No, he's not.
They has to be. He was in one.
Do you think we're getting a Nova movie before Thanos? Because Nova's kind of important to Thanos lore.
No, Thanos has to be in Infinity War.
Okay.
So
do we have a date for Infinity Wars?
It's May of
4th.
It's May of 18, isn't it?
Yeah, May
18th. May 2018.
2018, okay.
And then May 2019 is another Avengers
movie. It's part two.
Well, they don't want to say part two anymore.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, though, about Avengers Infinity War, just going on this real quickly, it's like...
That's going to be a big fucking movie.
Yeah, why would you want to condense everything into one movie? Because this is, there's a lot of subplots, characters. Yeah. There's, I mean, this is the culmination.
Yeah.
That's like if we split Harry Potter into... That's like if we kept Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows into one book, movie.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you have this much material to work with, it's better to split it in half.
That is the one Harry Potter movie I didn't see.
The Deathly Hallows?
Yeah.
So the timeline for...
You made it through six movies. Hang on, Danilo. You made it through six movies and...
And seven books. Couldn't make it through, like, the last two.
Just like, ah, fuck it.
I wasn't even tired. I was like, whatever.
Okay, sorry, Danilo.
The timeline that is remaining for this arc is... We just saw Doctor Strange.
Right.
I believe what's next is Guardians 2.
Yes.
Guardians 2, okay.
That's May.
Then Spider-Man Homecoming.
July.
Ooh.
Spider-Man Homecoming, okay.
So Spider-Man officially Disney Marvel now.
Yes.
No, it's a Sony Marvel collaboration.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're sharing.
Yes.
Good job, guys. Hey, you know what else you should share with?
Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool and X-Men. I mean, I don't fucking know.
Fox, Sony, and Marvel.
Why isn't Wolverine on the fucking Avengers like he's supposed to be?
Probably because Hugh Jackman doesn't want to do this anymore.
He wants
to do westerns, but the only westerns
What's
he can
the
get made,
westerns?
The only westerns he can get made are the ones with Logan in it. That's why Logan looks like a western.
That's why
Logan makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah. So Guardians, Spider-Man. I believe Black Panther as well is next.
Thor is next. Thor is in November.
The movie that I'm excited for, but I keep forgetting.
Everyone's
Thor is in
forgetting.
November, and then Black Panther is February 2018.
Nice.
And then Infinity War.
And then
Captain Marvel?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
And then Captain Marvel.
Ant-Man and Wasp. I like that title. Batman and Robin. Ant-Man and Wasp. Green Hornet and guy who's more talented than Green Hornet.
And then...
Bruce Lee.
And then the second Avengers movie, and then...
The Inhumans.
No. Inhumans isn't happening.
We're not getting that movie?
I don't think so.
Good, because I didn't want to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anyway.
I mean,
Fuck
they
off,
haven't...
Ghost Rider.
Here's the thing. They haven't canceled the movie, but...
We haven't heard anything about
but, it. But, I mean, we're less than 3 years than when it was originally supposed to come out. Because they already took it off the docket because it was going to compete with Indiana Jones 5. And they haven't rescheduled it yet. But I'm sure they're going to probably somehow work it
into
phase 4.
What do you mean
four.
Indiana Jones 5?
Well, I think, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, but Inhumans was supposed to come out July 12th, 2009. A week before what is now going to be Indiana Jones 5.
Wait, what year? Because I'm pretty sure.
2019.
Okay. I thought you said 2009. I'm like, ugh.
Wait.
I probably did.
If by five, are we saying Crystal Skull? That's not, I'm pretty sure that's the fourth one.
I said five.
Wait, what? There's a new one?
Yeah, well, there's getting a
new one. No! No, stop! Quick! Everybody, cancel production!
How did you not know there was a
new one? No! No! I'm triggered. No!
Josh, how did you not know that there was going to be
Why can't you just leave Indy alone? Not again.
It's probably going to be a legacy sequel where Indiana Jones dies and Shia LaBeouf takes up the mantle.
No! Not like this. No!
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Mutt Williams
Mutt
Williams and the Raiders of bullshit archaeological item, whatever I just said.
Or the
fuck you, Spielberg.
The same guy who's playing the new young Han Solo is also going to be the young Indiana Jones.
Wait, Han Solo's in Rogue One?
No, Han Solo's going to have his own solo film.
What?
How did you not know this?
I don't look. Apparently, I don't pay attention to bullshit. What the fuck is this horse shit?
Oh, and actually...
Han Solo solo movie?
Yeah.
What are they going to call it? Han Solo Solo?
Actually, Han Solo...
It's probably going to be called just Solo.
Solo!
Actually, Han Solo comes out on actual Memorial Day 2018. Like, it's supposed to come out, like, when Star Wars movies are supposed to come out. And then we get episode 9, directed by Colin Trevorrow.
Josh is so hurt.
I wanna hold you high, and I know it hurts me too.
Josh, do you need a hug?
Cause I'm broken, and I'm joking.
So
a doctor,
to wrap,
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange
is good.
To wrap
this up, Doctor Strange is an interesting movie. I don't wanna, I would give it like a B or B minus because... I'll settle for the B minus because.
What is an A plus to you?
Interstellar.
No, not even close.
Yeah, Interstellar is not an A plus.
Interstellar is my A plus.
Okay.
I love Christopher Nolan. I love space movies. Interstellar is not A plus, dude.
Oh my god.
A plus. Let me think about that. X2 is, in terms of comic book movies.
X-Men 2?
Yeah. X-Men Days of Future Past is an A+.
I'm trying to channel my heat ray vision to destroy you.
X-Men First Class is an
A+.
Wait, for what? For movies in general or comic book movies?
Comic book movies.
As much as the X-Men movies have hurt us.
Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, that too. Well, that's an A+.
For movies in general, it would be Captain Ron, the often forgot classic about the drunk pirate captain and the family that he takes on a cruise.
Whatever. Anyway.
Get the hell out of here.
Anyway, I think we've talked about Doctor Strange enough, so what else do we have on the Marvel? Do we have any more thoughts on Doctor Strange or Marvel? Got any final notes you want to say to Kevin Feige?
I will say that
Kevin Feige.
That's the producer of these movies.
Oh, yeah. What other movies did he produce in the series?
All of them.
All of them? Yeah, he's the guy.
Dude, he is making bank.
He's the mastermind behind all this.
Yeah, how'd you not know this?
Kevin
Dude,
Feige,
I don't look at names. All I look at is comic book names.
In the Deadpool movie, Jesus Christ.
I'm a nerd.
In the Deadpool movie, there is a pizza guy who drops a pizza box. The pizza box is from Feige's Pizza.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
That is funny. And then the pizza guy gets like... fucking what
he gets
assaulted
he gets kissed on the cheek.
Oh,
when are we gonna get MODOK, giant floaty head guy?
Oh yeah, so
isn't that in Guardians 2? Isn't that
whoa, really?
Isn't that Star-Lord's father?
What, lame,
because I think that's lame. What Kurt Russell's playing.
Yes,
Kurt Russell is MODOK.
Kurt Russell is Star-Lord's dad, and he's gonna be in Volume 2.
He's a giant head.
But he's going to... Oh, god damn it.
Now,
question.
Oh.
How did they... Oh, no.
Question.
Whoa, a giant head. Are you thinking about the Watcher? Or I'm talking about the guy who's like in a jet-powered like chair. He's got little tiny arms, and his body is literally a head. The Watcher is the one with the big head who's just out on the moon.
What do you think, Danilo? I'm...
Is there a picture?
They sound like the same fucking thing.
Yeah. I don't know. That's above my pay grade when it comes down to comic.
Yeah, you're the comic book guy. You should know this stuff.
I don't know. Wait, is there like a press release or something you guys are reading?
I'm not getting these
newsletters, dude.
I just follow regular movie news on Collider.com.
I just follow my YouTube feed.
Well, even YouTube will tell you this shit.
I don't know, man.
Kurt
question. Russell. Okay.
The end credits sequence.
Oh, yeah. That's cool that Doctor Strange is going to be in Thor Ragnarok. So,
guys, I think we're overlooking the most important thing about that scene. It's not Thor. It's not the Infinity Stones. It's not Ragnarok.
It's that beer.
No. The gloves. Doctor Strange got his yellow gloves.
I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck.
The gloves are the source of his power. No, they're not.
I cared about the beer more than anything.
Dude.
I care more about that tea in that scene.
If you could have a regenerating food item of any kind... What would you have?
Thor obviously chose lager.
What about you?
It can be anything, right?
Yeah, anything. But it has to be a food item or a drink item.
Go ahead, Danilo.
Crap. Malta.
What?
I'm one of the small percentile of people who actually enjoy the taste of Malta.
What's Malta?
Go to a public store and find Malta.
Okay,
fine.
What? Oh, I think he's saying cut. I don't know. Is he killing? Oh, no. He's just killing people. Oh, jeez. Okay.
What?
What? Wait, we didn't hear anything.
I can't.
Cameron, what would you have that's regenerated?
Real quick. I would have pizza. Fuck, no. Pasta. Pasta. Okay. I would eat a lot of pasta.
Pizza's pretty good. I'm split between barbecue chicken and onion pineapple pizza and some sort of Chinese food dish. Maybe Singapore Mei Fun.
I'm more Japanese food than...
Ooh, regenerating sushi platter. Oh,
God damn it. Hibachi. No, hibachi.
No, no. Oh, fuck.
Okay. So let's move on. Jordan's telling us to get the hell out of here. I guess.
Bye, everybody.
So about the end credits scenes. I like that Thor and Doctor Strange are going to team up, and that's actually a good prelude to Thor,
yeah,
and then a prelude to
Great way of promoting it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. And you didn't have to wait until the very, very end credit sequence after the credits.
That one sucked.
Even though there was a scene after that. But,
Wait, what?
Yeah, there was a scene after the credits.
After the second credits?
Yes. It's Baron Mordo.
Yeah, killing the guy with the spine thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
That was in the second end credits.
Yeah. There's that one after that?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I stayed for that one.
Yeah, there's only two. Me. Yeah, there's the Thor Ragnarok tease, which I wonder if that was a Scott Derrickson directed one or a Taika Waititi, the guy who's doing Ragnarok. I wonder who directed the post credit scenes. But other than that, we know that now the plot of Ragnarok, Odin is gone missing.
Yeah.
And everyone's on the search for Odin.
Okay. Didn't he also say that Loki was with him too?
Yeah, Loki's somewhere in the house somewhere, I guess.
Jeez.
Loki's probably playing with... Oh, no, he has the cloak.
Loki's probably doing laundry.
So we're probably going to see Thor, Loki, and Doctor Strange team up.
Hulk.
And Hulk is in there somewhere.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Now...
And apparently this is all happening while Civil War is still going on.
Really?
I guess.
That's
I want to think so.
Hmm.
That's interesting if that's the case.
Like I really...
Timeline-wise.
I really think so, because I really do think Doctor Strange is like a prequel to Civil War, because if you remember in Winter Soldier, they name drop him Stephen Strange in the movie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they don't call it out, but it, when like the helicarriers are
targeting
like
people.
Targeting people, there's Stephen Strange in New York.
Wow.
So
weird.
I think the events of Doctor Strange happen before at least Winter Soldier, and then that scene that we get at the end is probably in the midst.
Okay.
Did he say something?
Wrap it up.
Okay, and so anyway, I'm interested in Thor Ragnarok. Marvel, keep doing what you're doing. Change your formula up a little bit.
You do you, boo.
Whatever.
I think that's a good note to end on.
So I think that's it for this show.
Yeah.
Do y'all have anything to plug in?
My ass.
You're gonna plug your ass.
Here we go. Sunday.
Danilo.
I'm gonna try to get an AOE episode out. Hopefully, I got a crew. And
yeah, you guys haven't been doing a lot recently.
Well, I mean,
Dudecast
as
fuck,
well.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Hey, we haven't been doing Dudecast either because you know real life.
I don't even show up to Dudecast.
I have nothing to do with any of these shows, but that's good that y'all know.
Okay,
let's hurry up.
I probably just pissed Jordan off.
Okay.
Anyway, I will be back with you all next week, maybe. If we are back next week, I don't know what Jordan's going to do.
I'm all of a sudden not congested anymore.
Youth credit canceled.
Damn it. If we are, we're going to do Hacksaw Ridge and Arrival. Anyway, see you all next week. Find me at Movie Kale and at the Youth Critic, and then also check out the KHC Network. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back with you next week.
Deuces.
There are days that define your story beyond your life, like the day they arrived.
Signs of what might be called first contact. The objects measure at least.
I'm Colonel G.T. Weber from Army Intelligence. Pack your bags. You're at the top of everyone's list when it comes to translations.
Priority one. What do they want? Where are they from? You'll be reporting to me, but you'll be working with him when you're in the show.
That's what they call him, the UFO.
Who's being carted off in the medevac?
Not everyone is wired for what you're about to do.
So what do they look like?
You'll see soon enough.
Every 18 hours, a door opens up. That's where we go in.
It's time.
Yeah, that just happened.
What happens now?
They arrive.
They need to see me.
Dr. Banks?
Are you insane?
Now that's a proper introduction.